You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with accomplished entrepreneur Tatiana J. Whitelord, founder and president of Intelligent Brand Extension. IBE is an international brand development and strategy firm for small and medium-sized enterprises. Tatiana, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's lovely to be with you.
Yeah, the pleasure is ours as well. So for starters, what is intellectual property and why is it so important to protect?
So intellectual property, I guess, refers to the totality of any creation that comes from the mind. And it can be artistic, it can be literary, it can be musical. And the purpose of intellectual property is to promote innovation, actually. And it's a tool to make the inventors and people who have this ability to create or like to create things with their minds to go ahead and use that resource and create something that the businesses can then take advantage of and grow the economy overall. And that's where the importance of the protection comes into question. Because in a sense, when you have protected intellectual property, it's a seal of safety for the people who are using your products. Because it is understood that you have gone, or your invention, whether it be a trademark, a copyright, a patent, whatever it is, has gone through a certain degree of scrutiny by a body of people who are experts and specialized to do that. And so it allows for safety for the consumer, and it allows for enforcement for the business. And by that, I mean, if you do have a protection of your intellectual property, then if someone tries to copy you, you actually do have a way of protecting yourself. And if you don't go out and protect your intellectual property and someone does, for some reason, copy you or do something similar, then your resources are fairly limited. And I think the other reason why it's really important to protect intellectual property is because it allows the business to promote itself as an IP concentrated business, which means that in terms of economic growth, in terms of solutions to challenges, innovation, entrepreneurship, creating jobs, etc., it puts the business at a different level. Now, not all businesses will have IP that is protectable. But when they do, it is best that they do protect it, and it is best that they do recognize their intellectual property, because then in that situation, they can benefit from a different kind of placement and setting within the economic world.
How does Intelligent Brand Extension play a role in advising and working with clients on developing, growing, and protecting their brands?
So our philosophy is really to work with companies from a strategic point of view. So we are, in, for want of a better word, strategists, and the value add that we bring is in making companies realize that ultimately it is through strategy, intellectual property strategy, and brand strategy that they will be able to grow their businesses. And that's how we really help them. We tend to come in at a very early stage and grow with the business. We have also helped businesses when they have had issues with their existing intellectual property or their existing brands, and they have wanted to diversify them. again, working with them on figuring out how that IP can be expanded or can be grown into different areas. And those types of situations are typically where Intelligent Brand Extension has the biggest value add for the clients.
Just last week, the U.S. Attorney General and Department of Justice announced they will begin collaborating with the FBI to combat copyright infringement. And Google and Microsoft recently called a truce by dropping 20 patent lawsuits between the two companies. What does this mean for brands who are concerned about intellectual property and growing their businesses?
Well, any initiative from any government in the world or any body that recognizes the lawful rights of IP owners and that is geared to combating counterfeit is always welcome for me, because I think that there are people who are truly working hard, truly spending a lot of time, energy, money to protect what they do. And, you know, it's just, it shouldn't be allowed, and it shouldn't be easy, and it shouldn't be doable for another company to just walk in and do something that's so similar to yours by just tweaking a little thing and then being able to be in the same marketplace as you and purport the same things as you. So I think any type of initiative that combats counterfeit should be welcome. As far as, you know, the dropping the lawsuits and so on, we should probably differentiate between big companies flexing muscle at each other and, you know, going through infringement actions as a result of, you know, an army of IP lawyers looking through the loopholes or reading between the lines versus real infringement action. And I think when you have companies like Google and Microsoft working together to create a better environment in terms of patents and so on is far more productive than if we create an environment of litigiousness. Let's face it, a lot of smaller companies and entrepreneurs just do not have the resources to go out there and litigate everything. So we have to find, as a common society, as an economic society, we together with the World Intellectual Property Organization, each of the countries, and each of the members and the International Trademark Association, we've got to find ways to protect our innovators without necessarily just going through litigation, but being a bit smarter and more clever about the tools that we provide and bringing in the bigger companies to allow these innovators to have some rooms to breathe and to work with them and to give them some of their resources and to give them some of their know-how so that we do not stifle the creation of intellectual property.
What are some common pitfalls of fashion, luxury, and beauty brands that are growing in new domestic and international markets? Touch on that if you would.
I think the pitfalls have always been the same. You know, I'm going to cut the corners and get to my results as fast as possible. Lack of strategy. Thinking that you have strategy when you actually don't, you know, doing tactical moves versus looking at the big picture and the vision, thinking that it's okay to come in and copy what another person has done or company has done and hoping that you won't get caught. Those are, to me, the common pitfalls, and they will always be the same until and unless we create education on intellectual property. I actually saw this morning that there is a movement in Europe because there has been, you know, there is concern that European schools do not teach enough about intellectual property. And I think this is a very good point because the reality is that intellectual property is something that all of us, including, you know, children, teenagers, school children, university kids, etc., we live with it every day. So the sooner we understand and create that value around us, the better we prepare the business to go forward. And so for me, the fashion, luxury, and beauty businesses are very crowded. It's a very crowded space. So for you to be able to make a difference, you really have to be very clever about the way you do it. You have to have a vision. You certainly have to have a strategy on how you're going to get there. And if you don't, then your success will be significantly mitigated.
Today we are joined by Tatiana J. Whitelord, founder and president of Intellectual Brand Extension and International Brand Development and Strategy firm for small and medium-sized enterprises here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tatiana, how can a business owner protect their intellectual property and at a reasonable cost?
So this is a very good question, because nowadays, you know, there are all these possibilities of doing things online, doing things yourself, etc. That's a possibility that's becoming more and more prominent every day. But if it were that easy for everyone to just go and protect their own intellectual property, I don't think we would have these many thousands of IP lawyers in the world who are all looking after something and someone. So my first recommendation would be to actually talk to a specialist intellectual property attorney. It is, IP is a very specialized area of the law, and talking to just any attorney is, to me, not the right way of doing things. Doesn't necessarily have to be a big firm. I think, you know, IP is an area where the attorney that you work with, or the trademark attorney, the patent attorney that you work with, has got to be good, not necessarily the entire firm, but the person that you're working with really has to have the knowledge and the expertise of the business area and of the business field that you're in. And I think reasonableness of cost is when you work with someone who is specialized in the area, that person should be able to really work with you strategically and be able to create an environment where you can protect your intellectual property, stay within your budget, stay within reason, and still feel comfortable that your business is going to move forward. And this is obviously one of the reasons why IBE has been so successful, and the reason why the entrepreneurs and the small and medium-sized companies like to work with us, is because we are actually, one of our strengths is to create that strategy together with them to ensure that they do have IP protection, that they don't have to spend, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, but that they have a comfortable basis to start their business on and to move forward. And we handhold them through the whole process.
If you would, share with us an example of one of your proudest accomplishments where you've blended your expertise as an advertising, law, branding, and intellectual property expert.
It would have to be within my bigger role in the spirits and wine industry. And as you know, the beverage alcohol industry is a highly regulated industry, and every single piece of advertising, every single product, every single packaging that comes out has always got to go through a number of regulated environments, regulatory bodies, and check boxes. And I have represented some of the largest conglomerates, such as Diageo. I used to be the head of intellectual property, the head of advertising law and innovation at Allied Domecq. We had a portfolio of about 25,000 trademarks during that time, which was which had some of the largest brands that people would know, such as Malibu, Kahlua, Tia Maria, etc. And every single piece of advertising, every single innovation, ready to drink, every single product that came out had to go through my team and my final check. And we had to work with the advertising agencies. We had to work with the tobacco and alcohol regulatory body for the United States. We had to work with our own innovation teams. We had to work with the World Intellectual Property Organization, and we had to work within the certain parameters of corporate social responsibility to have a global advertising ad come out. And when you have some of the largest brands in the world, like Sauza, Tequila, Maker's Mark, et cetera, that can be a significantly challenging environment to be in. So that was certainly, for me, one of the most rewarding exercises because, I could very comfortably say that we had done things by the book and that we had done them well and that everything that came out had gone through all the right checks and that we were comfortable that we were doing the right job.
Certainly impressive, without a question. Now, Tatiana, you're very active in the startup community as an outstanding mentor, advisor, and inspiration to many women entrepreneurs. What advice do you have for emerging entrepreneurs who are growing a business in the fashion, luxury, or beauty industries?
So first of all, thank you very much for the accolade. I appreciate it. I've always said to everyone that I have mentored, and I still say it to this day, that there are two ingredients that you really need in order to succeed as an entrepreneur. And one, and regardless of industry, but I think particularly in the industries that you mentioned, because they are so crowded, one is think outside the box, and the second one is never give up. Because it will be a very, very rocky road. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur, and that's why it's not for everyone. But if you do decide to go down that route, you should just stay the course because the rewards are highly rewarding. They may take some time to get there, but they are highly rewarding. But most importantly, think outside the box and innovate. You know, what can you bring to the market that isn't there yet? And how can you make a difference? How can you be different?
Well, Tatiana, certainly has been great to have had you. And what a tremendous value that you bring to the marketplace in protecting business owners' intellectual property and advising accordingly from your expertise. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Intelligent Brand Extension online.
Sure. So they can go certainly on our website, www.ibrandx.com. And they can certainly write to me. I'd be more than happy to get any kind of email from anyone at TatianaJW@ibrandx.com. And they can also get in contact with us through our website. So, and that's it. Hopefully they will learn something. They have learned something new today, and I have been able to contribute to this wonderful world of enterprise.
Well, I can tell you right now what value you brought just to this session alone. We thank you so much for your time. Tatiana, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to another conversation in the future.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Tatiana J. Whitelord, founder and president of Intelligent Brand Extension, an international brand development and strategy firm for small and medium-sized enterprises. And once again, the website of reference is ibrandx.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.